You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Bill Latson of MLB.com. I'm here with Gio Gonzalez. Gio, thank you for being with me. Gio, you're off to a great start. I thought yesterday's game was really good. I think it was one of your best games. What did you think?
It means a lot coming from you, Bill. But as far as that, I mean, again, I can't take full credit for that. I mean, our bullpen has been A+, solid bullpen. They've helped us out in so many situations. You know, Felipe Rivero has been phenomenal. He's starting to have that veteran presence when he's on that mound. And Sammy Solis, you see what it is when he's healthy. And obviously, you can't complain with Sean Kelly. The guy's been great. Every time he grabs the ball, he's been phenomenal. So a lot of the credit goes to them. Lobe has been a workhorse back there every 5 days. And Willie, you know, we got such a great core guys. I think that they have a game plan. You know, give your credit to the pitching coach too. He knows what he's doing. And obviously, the skipper who's putting the pieces to play. So what's working is he knows the guys he wants to go with.
Mike Maddux, that's the guy you're talking about, the pitching coach. What has he done to make you consistent?
Just kind of like slow me down, help me pick up my target a little bit more. Just things that we worked on in the bullpen and continue from the bullpen to the actual game. I think that he's just nonstop, just giving me more information, more knowledge on how to approach a hitter, why not throw him this, why not do this, why not do that. I mean, I always give credit to a pitching coach, especially when, you know, the results are coming out the way they are. So it's hard for me to say that I've done anything different. All I've done is pick up the target a little bit more. You know, I've been the same pitcher, just a little bit longer in the zone now. So it's good to see where I'm focusing, I'm listening, I'm locked in, and I'm doing what I want to execute is go out there and pitch.
Gio, you've also talked to a guy who has helped you mentally. Could you talk about him?
Mark Campbell, absolutely. He's definitely he's helped out mentally to slow the game down in your own thought process, learn how to slow big situations down and just let stuff that had happened before, instead of letting it spiral out of control, just take a step back and refocus and get back in the strike zone. And, you know, he's been great with that. He's always kind of like giving me a fresh perspective in the thought process. We're giving me stuff that are positive to look at instead of why is this happening and why is this happening, instead of just letting it go and on to the next one. You know, I think he has such a great idea, a great mindset of who the player you want to be. And I love his knowledge. Knowledge is always power.
You are not walking as many people as you have in the past. Yeah. Could you talk about why? Is it mechanics or is it just the mental approach?
It could be both. Well, I mean, it's also, like I said, it's something I've worked with Mike, helping me, you know, just stay longer in my zone, pick up the target a little bit more. And everything he says is always pitch with a purpose, have these pitches with a purpose. And, you know, every time I see Lobe's glove, there's a purpose I want to do. I want to execute that pitch. And that's where I've been. It's working on that in the bullpen, even when I'm throwing with Pap, which with Jonathan Papelbon, it's been great. You know, he's helped me, too, on picking up little things where before it was just throwing the ball. Now it's actually, hey, stay close on this, pick it up, hit me in my chest. That little things go a long way. So I've been throwing with Pap a lot, so it's helped out too.
I'm glad you mentioned Jonathan Papelbon. He's a guy we really don't know, and it seems like you really like him a lot. What do you want us to know about him?
I think he's just a great teammate. You know, I think what he does, he has a lot of knowledge. He's fun to be around. He's got electric. He's fun in the clubhouse. And not only that, he's just a bookworm. Guy knows all his stuff. You know, he's been 10 all time. I mean, you got to give that guy all the credit in the world. You know, he's been doing it for so long. And what I love is that he wants to help you. He wants you to get better. He wants you to understand the game. And I'm glad that he had the time to do that with me in spring training, and he's doing it now throughout the season. He has a big heart, and he means well in everything he does. So for me, I think that Jonathan is a big piece to our bullpen, and, you know, we need him as healthy as a horse.
What has he done? What's the biggest thing he's done to help you?
he's just helped me kind of stay focused. You know, he's certain things that he looks at that he wants me to do, you know, instead of messing around, throwing while I'm warming up, there's actual things that he wants me to work on, and which is pretty cool where, you know, that's that maturity level and that discipline, that focus level where he doesn't let me kind of lose focus. And the same thing is vice versa. What he teaches me, I try to teach it back to him. So if he's just tossing it, he get back into the mode where I tell him to get in the chest. So that kind of relationship has been solid, you know, and I think the way he goes about his business, I mean, it's a good sign every time he goes out on the ninth inning. It means you're doing something right.
Gio, Dusty Baker said something after yesterday's game. He said Gio Gonzalez has become one of our best pitchers, and you've worked well under Dusty Baker. What does he mean to you?
I think Dusty's awesome. I think he's a fresh perspective in this year's 2016. You know, it's always sometimes you need to change the scenery. Mm-hmm. And obviously I'm trying to use it to my full advantage. Mm-hmm. And I think he's been a great great skip. You know, he's helped me out. He's given me words of wisdom, confidence. It's always nice to hear him. He takes his time and you know, he has a little couple words with me, and that goes a long way, especially as an athlete, knowing that that's a day-and-day basis where it's every day it's a grind to get to work and try to, you know, stay positive. So it's nice to see that. But I think Dusty complimented too much. I think that we have way too many solid pitchers. You know, Steven Strasburg, Tanner Roark has been great, you know, and Joe Ross and Max, you know, all these guys are true leaders in this rotation. You know, I'm definitely not going to take that away from them. They're the spotlight. I'm just trying to stay afloat with them.
Gio, what's ahead for you? Obviously you want to have a great year like you did in 2012. What's your goal?
Let's just stay healthy, Bo. I want to stay healthy. I want to continue to stay where I'm at, stay focused, and keep working hard. You know, I think that I haven't changed anything, bro. I've been the same guy. You know, track record's been the same. So I just want to be, like I said, healthy. I want to give every 5 days that chance to go out there and compete and give the team a chance to get a win.
Gio Gonzalez, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Bill.
Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.